Hello, dear listeners. We are the Language Exchange Society podcast, where we delve into topics related to what it is like to be a polyglot, study languages, and to live abroad. If you want to learn more about what it is like from the people who know best, then this is the podcast for you.
Welcome to a new podcast of the Language Exchange Society. This is Lev, your host for the day, and together with our guest Sergio, we will explore the world of Nigerian English and the language that has emerged from it, known as Pidgin. How are you? Auna?
Auna, or you say Aufana.
Aufana.
ID.
ID. ID Kampe.
ID Kampe.
Welcome, Sergio.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to this Language Exchange podcast. Yeah, today we talk about Nigerian English and Pidgin. Mm. Pidgin, this language that I'm sure you're really familiar with.
Of course.
What is it and how did it appear?
Okay, the Pidgin is, we call it broken English. So it is coined from the formal English. So we speak it in an informal sector. We speak it to our friends, my G's. When I say my G, my guy. So someone you are.
My G's.
Yeah, my G. Mm. So someone you are used to, people you are comfortable with. So you don't speak it to someone you are just meeting for the first time. Or maybe you are in a formal place, a school, or probably a bank or a corporate organization. You don't speak Pidgin there, so you speak the normal English. So it is coined from. So there are some times when you speak it and you listen, you'll be able to pick one or two words.
So we don't speak Pidgin in corporate business,
no.
School.
No.
How about a date?
A date. Well, okay. So not everyone understands English. British English in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
So not everyone. So it depends on who you are going to meet. Depends on your date. Because English is means of communication. So what's the point speaking English and you're not communicating?
Correct. Yeah.
So you just have to speak a language your date can understand. So and since the Pidgin is a universal, no, let me not use the word universal, but it is a common language in Nigeria. So everyone understands Pidgin. So you speak the Pidgin. It is allowed, accepted indeed, but depend on who you are seeing.
So Pidgin, the broken English of Nigeria, is the language that everybody around the country would understand.
Yes.
And if I'm not mistaken, people from Ghana would also understand it.
Of course. Mm. Of course, because we share borders. So
both Ghana and Nigeria, along some more countries in West Africa, like Sierra Leone and a part of Cameroon, have this kind of broken
English.
Yeah,
that's just because we share borders, so we communicate. That's our means of communication.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And how about school?
No, in school, we speak the normal English.
We don't speak Pidgin
in school.
Would you speak normal English also with your friends in school?
My friends that I'm so familiar with and comfortable with, no, I won't. I'll speak the Pidgin.
You'll speak Pidgin. I see. Yeah. Do you have any comedians in Nigeria that you follow personally?
Hmm. Yes.
My question would be whether things sound funnier in Pidgin and more relatable.
So I feel if you want to crack joke, you don't crack joke with the normal English. There are some things you speak in normal English and it will not sound funny. But when you speak it in Pidgin, it's so funny.
Yeah. So probably comedians as well are using Pidgin.
Yes, that's what they use mostly. You cannot crack joke with the formal English. No. No.
All right. Cool.
So
is Pidgin the same thing as Nigerian English?
Well, I don't know the angle you are coming from. So, I won't say it is Nigerian English because we have the English we speak, the British English we speak. So, I would say, I won't say it is Nigerian normal English. No, but I would say it is something we invent ourselves. So, it's now our normal English. You'll not hear our presidents come out to speak Pidgin. You'll not hear our senators address us in Pidgin. They address us with normal English.
Why though? Is it a taboo to speak Pidgin?
It's not a taboo. It's Pidgin is something informal. So you cannot want to give, I mean, a speech, a formal speech, and you are being informal.
Do you think in the future Pidgin would become the official language?
Well, I don't see that happening.
Too informal.
Mm.
I have to tell you that some Pidgin words are now a part of the Oxford Dictionary.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like?
I will tell you right away. Ember month, this is the final 4 months of the calendar year, September to December.
Okay, the ember month.
Ember month.
Oh.
Yeah, and they are considered together as a period of heightened or intense activity. Do you know this one?
I've heard of the ember month. We use the word very well, but I don't know it in the dictionary.
There are 12 words that they are part of the Oxford Dictionary, and they have created quite a conflict. Because for English people, sometimes Nigerians sound a bit wrong. They're not used to them. So seeing them included in the Oxford Dictionary, they were quite surprised.
Like I am.
Well, the next word is Okada.
Okada. Wow. Okada is this bike.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's a motorcycle with passengers that can use it as a taxi service.
Mm.
Is it the same?
Yeah, it's...
Do you have a lot of these service in the cities?
We have so much bike in cities, yeah. So I think the Okada is from a bike product in the olden days. So just as we have Bajaj. So I think Okada are first set of bike producers. So that is where the word is from, the word Okada is from. So anywhere we see bike, so we say Okada.
Perfect. Next word in the Oxford Dictionary is next tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Which is so useful, is the day after tomorrow.
Mm.
And then another one I have here is to rub minds.
Oh, really?
Do you know what this is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, to work together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So useful. Now we can proceed with some slangs that you're using down there. And the first one I have here is Naija or Naija.
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 That's the name of our country. That's the short form for our country.
Mm.
So instead of Nigeria, so you say Naija.
Naija. And are you using it only to refer to the country or also Nigerian things? As if this table is Naija.
Naija meat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we have Wahala.
Mm. That's trouble.
Trouble. I am in Wahala.
Yeah, I'm in trouble.
I'm in trouble.
Wahala don't happen. So you mixed the English with the Pidgin. I am in Wahala. So you'd rather say Wahala don't happen.
Wahala don't happen. No. Mm. I like that.
Then I'll know, yes, you're in trouble.
That's when I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
I have the word chop or chop belleful.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you say chop, chop is to eat.
Double, chop, chop.
No.
Just one time.
Chop is to eat.
To eat.
Then if you say chop belles full, that is, you are filled up.
Mm-hmm.
So you've eaten and you've over.
Overeated.
Yeah.
Like so that's beyond full, that satisfaction.
Is, like, I'm okay. Like, I can't go any further. That's just like the breaking point.
Is there a pressure from people to like feed you? Is this something common?
You mean to feed someone?
Yeah, if people are inviting others at home to feed, to offer food.
Yes. Yeah? We do that. Maybe parties or probably for a celebration and people come in, you feed them and probably they've eaten enough and you say, belle full. That is, my tummy is full. Belle. Tummy is belle.
Belle, yeah. Like belly.
Yeah, belly, yeah.
Yeah, belly full.
Then full. That is something that is, got into the brim.
Yeah.
So that's belle full.
Beautiful. Next one, I beg.
Please.
Pepper them.
It's just, pepper them is, how do I explain this? You can use it for different things. You can use it to make someone jealous or to do something. Or maybe you are doing something and you want the person to feel pain.
Oh.
Yeah, pepe them. Like, take for example, now I'm eating and I see you've not eaten and probably I don't like you, and I'll bring my food to your front. Like, I'll pepe you with this food. I'll pepe you with this food. Like, I'll not give you the food, but you'll be pained. I'm eating and I'm not giving you. So that's pepe them.
Oh, that's a bit harsh. Continuing with food, I have this food is sweet, well, well. Yeah.
Yeah, it is just a way of exaggeration, like, oh, it's so sweet.
Oh, not delicious?
Yeah, that's it. Like, it's delicious. It's a way of quantifying the level of the sweetness. So it's sweet, well, well. Like, so sweet. It can also mean delicious, so it's just synonymous.
Okay, sweet and delicious, yeah. In this case, synonymous. Awesome. K-leg?
Okay, K-leg is something when maybe something backfires, or maybe like, it depends on how you use it. If you say, the matter get K-leg, it means... Maybe when someone is saying something you don't really believe and you are reporting is, you get the matter get killed. That is, don't be deceived, or maybe you don't fall for it, or it can also mean maybe there's trouble.
Mm.
There's trouble, the matter. Okay, probably I'm coming from somewhere now and you ask me, oh, where are you coming from? Or maybe I went to the police station, I went for a friend to check up on him. And the matter is so serious. And you're now asking me, what's up with where you went to? That are you able to sort it out? And I said, the matter get killed. So it means it's a serious case.
I see. I have a nice one that is nothing spoiled.
Okay, that is all is well.
All is well. And one that I couldn't find the equivalent. Sef.
Spell it.
S-E-F.
Oh, that is me.
Me?
Yeah. Me, like myself. So it is from British English. So I'll say myself. Myself.
All right.
Myself.
So you would add the self.
Yeah.
Myself. And then yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yourself.
All right. Excellent.
And then that's just yourself. Is yourself.
Kabam.
Hmm?
Exactly.
Bam.
Gbam.
Mm-mm.
There's a G.
It's bam.
Bam.
It's G-B-A-M. Bam.
Bam.
That is true.
True.
Just like you're stamping something. You know you stamp something, you do bam.
Bam.
If you do, you know you want to, maybe you want to stamp a passport.
So it's the sound.
So bam. Yeah, that's the sound.
Awesome. Nice.
That's where it's coming bam. From. It is bam.
What should we continue with? What does the world think about Nigerian English? How aware is the world that Pidgin exists?
Well, this is my first time outside Nigeria. So I feel... Okay, I noticed when we speak that language, that English, the Pidgin English, most of you, like foreigners, they don't understand it. So...
Oh, that's true. We don't. It doesn't sound like English.
It doesn't. So I find it amazing. Like, I was astounded. Like, come on, we are speaking English. So how come people don't understand it?
It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, of course, I know, right? So I got to understand, and I got to understand. Oh, okay, I think this is why they don't understand it, because 7 months back, if you tell me the foreigners don't understand your language, I'll be like, what is there? It is English now. Na English we dey talk. Just like, na English we dey talk now. You should know what I'm saying.
Na English.
Na English we dey talk. It's English we are speaking. So then later, I now got to realize, oh, true. Because something you find easy, or something you understand, someone else don't understand. So I'll be like, oh, really? So funny thing is, we didn't teach Pidgin. Like, because myself now, I'm trying to think deep and sense it, okay, ask myself, where did that language come from? who taught the language? Is it being taught in school? Is it being, but no, but we just, okay. I have some friends, they are Nigerians. They understand it, but they can't speak it.
Why?
Well, it depends on the home you are from. So the pidgin is a street language. If you are not, when I say street language, you are, if you are this indoor person, you don't have friends that are exposed. You don't, you're always, I mean, after school, you're always in the house. You don't go out, you don't mingle, you don't mix, you will not understand. No, no, you will understand, but you find it difficult to speak.
I get your point. So the more high class society,
yes,
that
so
would
the,
do activities,
yes,
they are not exposed,
they are not exposed
to the raw pigeon.
So if you don't have exposure, you don't understand the pigeon.
Yeah. And you can definitely not speak it.
You might understand, but definitely not speak it.
So interesting.
Definitely not. So we mix with the streets.
You know, in a country with so many millions, are there variations of pidgin?
Yes. So
so variations of the slang.
Yes.
Crazy.
So so these Wari people, that is where the pidgin comes from.
From where?
Wari. There's Wari? A part in Nigeria, they are the Waris. So I feel that's where the pidgin comes from. This Waris and the Edos, the Benins. So there are some pidgin they speak. People from my side might not understand. So this their pidgin is so deep. Like they are the founders, the originators. So by the time they speak, even myself, I'll be like, sorry, what are you saying? Okay, I got to know about that, I think 4 years ago. I was seeing a movie on TV, this soap opera, and someone from Wari was speaking pidgin, and I was lost. I was like, what was he saying? Then I was opportune to have a Wari friend around, so he was now interpreting it. But I now told him, this thing he's saying, this is not how we say it. So he now said, they speak the deep pidgin, we speak the surface one. So there are some that are so deep, and you'll be like, are you speaking Russian or are you speaking Portuguese or what? But it's pidgin. But the thing is, there are some things they will say that will correlate with what I know. So you just have to pick the words and give it meaning. So,
what is hard to understand? Are they speaking?
Okay. Let me see that word, bam, now. So not everyone will understand bam to be true. Some people will say naso. That's the easiest one. So by the time someone that does not understand bam, and I say, he's saying something, and I say bam, you'll be like, what's bam? Waiting be bam. Then I have to explain, it means naso. You say, you'd have said naso instead of bam. So it means the person does not understand the word bam. So
there are several levels,
yes,
of
levels
deepness.
To it. So
yeah.
Those worries when they are speaking their pidgin, no. We from the Southwest, we are not close to them. Their pidgin, oh no. You not even find their pidgin online. So those artists now, so they don't use their pidgin, so they use the surface one, the easiest one for their audience to comprehend. So that's what they use. When was the first time you had pidgin?
I had a housemate,
okay,
here in the student accommodation, and she had some friends over sometimes.
Okay,
and they would speak in pidgin. I was sometimes trying to keep up, and I struggled.
That'll be so difficult for you.
And I felt maybe my English is not as good as And then we had this moment that I asked her to show me some music from Nigeria. Let's see. We were sitting together having dinner. And that was the moment I saw the lyrics. And I said, this is not English. There is something wrong with this language. And that's when I figured out that this whole world of pidgin exists.
Yeah,
and
does.
That's the reason we're making the podcast here right now. Because I found this field amazing.
It is.
Where it is. We're going to go to the music right now.
It's fine.
So, I have three songs,
okay,
that I have gone through the lyrics. I've very, very deeply analyzed them.
Okay.
And I've come up with some phrases that I have no clue what they're talking about. The first song is Unavailable from Davido.
Okay.
I'm unavailable. Then no, they see me.
It starts by saying, am I unavailable?
Mm-hmm.
Super here. And then the next phrase is, them no, they see me.
Mm-hmm.
Them so, no, they.
Yeah, so it means they cannot see me. Something that is unavailable, you cannot see.
Them no, they see me.
Yeah, so when you say them, them is just like
them.
They.
They.
Yeah, so it's for a lot of people. So they cannot see me. Them no, they see me.
All right.
So that's what it means.
And then it says, and I sorry for human, human. Who won't be me matter sorry?
Won't be my matter sorry. That is, it's just like you putting, let me see. It's just like you taking my matter so serious.
Oh, my matter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So serious, sorry.
Yeah, the sorry is a Yoruba word. It's just like you put my matter for it. That is, you take my matter so serious.
Then it says, she na man, way I carry. Way I for carry.
She na man, I for carry. That is, are you saying it is man I should associate with? Is it man you want me to associate with? Now, he said, where the lyrics is coming from. So he's saying, I carry woman, that is with a woman sexually. She na man, I forgot. So do you expect me to be with a man sexually?
Oh, so carry is being with someone sexually.
Yes.
I carry women, I carry men.
That is, he moves with women, like he does women.
He does women, okay, carry. Nice. How about it says, I can't talk because oh, ni koko.
Money is very important.
Money is koko?
No. Owo is money. So owo. That owo is Yoruba word. It's our dialect. So it is.
So okay. It's one of the main indigenous like people's
yes, Yoruba.
Languages.
So
Yoruba.
There are some indigenous word that everyone knows.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're not from the tribe, just money, that's owo. So everyone knows what owo is.
So you're using from the standard languages of the main tribes, you're just borrowing words and
yes.
You're incorporating
yes.
In
yes.
Pidgin.
Yes.
Okay.
So then koko means important.
From the same tribe language?
Yes, but it is everyone knows it. Everyone uses it.
Yeah. Oga ade, day your day.
Yeah, be on your own.
What?
So that's oga. So oga is a form of calling someone. So ogade, that is, if I want to call your attention now, I will say ogade, that is, I'm talking to you, oga. So day your day, that is, stay on your own, mind your business.
Mind your business, day your day. So now we will move to the second song, Twe Twe by Kiss Daniel.
Okay.
This is a song that I feel that it did the opposite thing. So previously, the main song was in English and it had some pidgin
of course.
Parts.
Yeah.
Whereas this one is mainly pidgin and it has some English words here and there.
Yeah.
And I'll give you an example. It says, Omoge wawo ghost, Sara wakin toast. So we have a few words that I don't know.
Okay.
And I understand ghost and toast.
Wawo kutz.
Kut.
Kut.
Ah, it was a mistake of the lyrics.
Yeah. Omogiwa wo kut, that is come and wear a coat. So it's Yoruba. Wawo. Wawo is come and wear. Wawo kut. Then sariwa kin toast ye. Come, let me toast you. So that's.
So there is a toast.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a toast. Come, let me toast you. So that's sariwa is.
What is let me toast you?
Woo. To woo someone.
To woo.
Yeah, that's toast. To woo. When we say toast, it means you are wooing. I want to toast you. Let me woo you.
What is woo you?
Woo is just like to ask you out.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So the woo is an English word. To ask you out. Come, let me toast you. Come, let me ask you out.
Let me toast you. Let mm-hmm. me ask you out.
Exactly.
Nice. And then also the same thing. A little of pidgin and then just an English word.
Hmm. So he's speaking Yoruba, that's a dialect. Then he's speaking Yoruba there. He's saying Motim one, that's I've drunk one. It's not pidgin.
Okay, so it's a proper dialect of a tribe.
Yeah, that's the tribe is from. It's from the Yoruba.
Yoruba.
Yeah. So
is it common for musicians to sing in their tribe?
Yes, so I think the
tribe language.
Yes, so in Nigeria, so you either sing with pidgin or with Yoruba, because the most people that listen to music are from the southwest, so that's their audience. So the northerners don't really believe in Afrobeats. They don't really, so there are these they don't really follow Afrobeats, the northerners. So the southerners, that's where you have the Yoruba, the Igbos, the Benin. So you sing with Yoruba and pidgin for your audience. So that's why even those from other tribes, so they try and infuse Yoruba in there so as to capture the audience.
So do people from a specific tribe listen to the music of the language of their tribe? Is this a trend? Which is your tribe, by the way?
Yoruba.
So you would listen to him just because he's speaking in Yoruba language?
Of course, because I can hear what he's saying.
You associate?
Yeah.
Do you associate with Yoruba language more than pidgin?
No, I associate with, well, I think I associate with both. So when you speak the Yoruba, I understand. When you speak the pidgin, I understand. So there are some artists too that speak with, that sing with Igbo language. So those ones, I cannot relate. I cannot get the wordings. If I'm speaking itself, if I'm singing their song and an Igbo person is beside me, I'll be like, what are you singing? You're singing rubbish. Because of it's not my dialect. So they understand it better. So just like you singing or you speaking the pidgin gambe, gibam. So yeah, exactly.
So you would make mistakes even if you speak a tribe language that is not your own?
Yes, of course. Of course, we have over 250 tribes.
This is massive.
Did I say 250? 500, over 500 tribes.
But the main ones are three.
Yeah, the Yoruba, the Igbo, and the Hausa.
So if a person that listens to this podcast wants to make a song,
so
is it Yoruba? You're Yoruba, so probably you will go with your own.
I don't want to be a bigot, so
that's fine. They can go with pidgin. So just go with pidgin,
everyone. Perfect. So by the time you are speaking Yoruba, so it means you don't want the Igbos to hear you. You don't want the Hausas to hear you. So it means
To hear you.
Yeah. So it means your targets are the Yorubas. If you want to reach out to the whole Nigeria, you speak pidgin.
Perfect.
You can speak English too, but you are not reaching out to everyone.
If you speak this half-half,
I'll be puzzled. Because if you are speaking Igbo and you are speaking pidgin, fine, the part you are speaking pidgin, I understand. But when you now speak Igbo, I'll be puzzled. What's he saying?
Okay, thank you. Nice. The last song is Too Busy to Be Bae.
Kiss Daniel.
Kiss Daniel. What kind of language does he speak?
He's Yoruba.
Yoruba, yeah. And Too Busy to Be Bae, does this mean the bae that we use as well?
Yeah.
Like a babe.
Yeah, a babe, yeah.
A babe, okay. I will start it, okay. And then when you feel that you want to comment on something,
okay.
I will stop and then you can tell me.
Okay. Your presence is stunning. Stop playing, I see good love be money. If not, Jesus is coming, I know I'm born again. When I go, I no go return. That is, when I go, I'll not come back. So
I no go return.
Yeah, that is, I'm not coming back.
And the next sentence is, I need one night, girl, or titan.
That is, after one night is enough. That's all. It's just that's one all. Night I need.
Okay.
He said it's all, that he's not feeling okay. Then they don't use him, but that is...
My head, they hot.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel okay?
Yeah.
So, the hot is something that doesn't feel okay?
Yeah, my head they hurt. It depends on what you want to use it for. So my head they hurt, it means I'm not feeling well. I'm not okay. So it could be maybe as a result of sickness or probably emotionally down.
Oh, because when you have fever, you're
it
hot.
It does not necessarily mean you're having fever. It could be you're emotionally down.
Emotionally down when it's hot. Okay.
It could be that. So it depends on the context.
Yeah.
So now that where it's coming from, he's saying they don't use miokpa, that is, they've ridiculed him. Yeah, probably he goes to a lady now and he asks a lady out and the lady is saying, no, I'm sorry, you're not my level. So that means
you're not my level. Fiopa. Asiko and lobby money. Is it just rhyming?
No. So that's asiko, that is time is going.
Time is going.
Then, okay.
It's just so interesting. It says, stop playing asiko and lobby money.
Yeah,
in one sentence, it has English, yes. Stop playing and money, and then asiko and lobby.
Yeah. So that's what he's saying. And here he's saying, if no be, Jesus is coming. Anyone born again. You should be able to interpret that. Try.
If no be, Jesus is coming. I know one born again.
What does it mean? Like, try.
If Jesus would not come, I wouldn't be born again?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
So if not because of Jesus is coming, I don't want to be born again.
I don't want to be born again.
Mm.
Even in Afrobeat, there is a connection with,
of course,
religion.
We rhyme with anything, we vibe with anything, we cruise with anything. Born again can mean you want to give birth to someone again. Born again can mean you want to give your life to Jesus Christ.
Really?
Now, so when we say I want to be born again, when the Christian says I want to be born again, it means probably they've been in the world, they've been doing bad things, so they want to turn a new leaf, that is being born again.
But as if going to talk with a priest and getting rid of all the sins and kind of
cleanse themselves and want to. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right. And you said also it may mean...
It may mean to give birth.
To give
born
birth.
Born again. Like maybe a lady is saying, I want to born again. It means I want to give birth to another child.
All right. I want to be born again. Mm-hmm. As if you're being born through giving birth.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So there are two... Born again.
Born again, either getting rid of the past and starting clean.
Yes.
Or giving birth. Okay. All right, now that we've analyzed even the songs, what else do you think you would like to mention? Is there something else that has come up and you would like to share about Pidgin and Nigeria, English, something that you would like the world here to know?
Well, Pidgin is a very, very interesting language. So it is a language that you speak from, I would say, from the heart. So it is a language that you don't need to express so much before the message is being passed. So whatever you say, it will, I might just say a word, and by the time you are hearing it, you understand it so much, even more than the word I've said. So that is what Pidgin. So Pidgin has got strength too. What I mean is, take for example, now I come to you and I say, the thing where I give you, na confirm. So when I tell you something is confirm, it means it's 100%. So there are ways we say it that you understand, you know the depths.
Even the way you said it, your expression has changed.
Of course,
hands gestures.
Of course. So when you are speaking Pidgin, we speak it with our whole body. So you understand the expression, the meaning. Then you try and sense if someone is being corny. The way he speaks it, you see sincerity. When someone is talking to you in Pidgin and is really, really worried, you see the sincerity. You see everyone's expression with it. So I feel Pidgin should be a language that should be, if they can allow Nigerians to teach it, honestly, because there are some explanations that in school, when a teacher explains to you in Pidgin, you get to understand it.
A teacher, when talks to students in pidgin, you understand the concept they're explaining easier.
Okay.
Or better.
Better, because, okay, take for example now, not all words you know, I know. So there are some words you say, you believe everyone should know the meaning. And I might not know the meaning. Do you understand? So, but in pidgin, come on, the way you say it, I will understand. We are speaking the surface, the pidgin in the surface. So we relate so much with pidgin. Nigerians relate so much with pidgin. So, and it makes us relax, because when we are speaking it, we are not scared of making mistake. Do you understand? So by the time you are speaking a language and you don't want to make mistake, you don't want to use past tense for present, because there is no rule to it like the English language. There is rule where you have to be careful of what's it called? Tautology, where you have to be careful of your past tense, your use of English, construction of... There's no rule.
We're talking about a language that a whole nation understands. It doesn't have a rule, and it holds such a depth and emotion in it.
Exactly.
It sounds perfect.
It does. So that is when you see Nigerians relating in pidgin. No. I think it's the best ever. Thank God I have flatmates that speak pidgin. Because, come on, speaking English all the time, speaking English all the time, speaking English all the time. Come on. So when I see my fellow Nigerians, I don't speak English to them. I speak pidgin. Then when I see someone from my side, my tribe, I speak my dialect to them, because we should not forget our origin.
I don't think there is a better way to end it.
Mm.
Yeah.
No.
Well, this was an amazing introduction to pidgin and a really profound understanding about even the culture in Nigeria.
Of course.
So I would thank you a lot about this podcast. It was great to have this discussion with you.
Thank you.
And all your insights about the music and the words as well. I am intrigued to learn more about pidgin, and I hope every person can have the chance to explore this freedom of speech,
of course.
As you are having with pidgin.
Because there's this man that came to Nigeria last year, Mufti Meng. So he came to Nigeria and he said he was amazed by the language. He really likes that language.
If there is one phrase or a word that you would like to share with people, which one would it be?
Afana.
Afana?
That's our greeting. So because when Mufti Meng was explaining, it was like, okay, a friend of his was telling him that when Nigeria says Afana, because when you hear fights, a distance, do you understand? So he was telling him Afana for Nigeria does not mean what's the distance, but it means how are you doing. So when I tell you, take for example, you've never heard of the pidgin, and I say, Lef, Afana, what will come to your mind?
I'll tell you what Afana means in Greek.
What does it mean?
It means having afro hair.
Oh, really? Exactly.
Yeah, what exactly?
So when you see a British now and you say Afana, you'll be like, fa as in, what do you mean?
Yeah,
because
I would be confused.
The word fa is distance, margin. Do you understand? But for us, it is how are you doing?
Okay.
So when you see some guy Afana, so I would say Alpha now. So let the world know that Alpha now is how are you doing.
World, Alpha now.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Super.
Yeah, thank
Thanks
you.
A lot.
You're welcome.
In this episode, we talked about pidgin, its origins, the role in the society, the music and slang. Thank you so much. It was great to have you here.
That's all for today. I hope you learned something new and it made you smile. To listen to our other episodes, you can find them anywhere you get podcasts. If you would like to reach out to us, all our social media will be linked in the description. Join us again next time.